This composition is based on Psalm 121, and unlike many musical settings of any given psalm, is faithful to the text in a linear way. In other words, the lyrics do not add any words or phrases not already found in accepted translations of the psalm. This text setting is from the King James Version. In the composition, Rutter displays his rhythmic and musical mastery. Let's tackle the rhythmic aspect first. Most of the work is in an odd time signature, 7/4. In case you're wondering what that means, it's a compound time of 3 beats plus 4 beats, or 4 beats plus 3 beats. Many of you are already familiar with a popular song that used the same time signature. It's from the Beatles' repertoire, and it's called All You Need Is Love. The stanzas are all in 7/4, while the choruses are in 4/4. Rutter uses the same equivalent time signature shifts in this work, going from 7/4 to 2/2 or 4/4. Because the human mind listens with all sorts of different filters, a listener who doesn't understand or know the shifting time signatures will feel like something isn't quite right while hearing the piece. But the great thing is that it only takes 4 measures of 7/4 music before the downbeat occurs where it should. John Rutter knows this and uses the technique effectively, but he also uses accents on the offbeat to keep the listener acutely aware of what's happening. In other words, I will lift up mine eyes is not meant to be background music. This is bolstered even further by the modulations that are employed almost from the very beginning. When you listen to the opening Amen sequence, you'll have a hard time knowing what the home key is supposed to be. Once it is established, you still can't relax, because Rutter knows that even fake modulations perk up the ears and force more active listening. There is no clearer example of this than the passage that starts with, "From this time forth," which is near the end. You'll hear what amounts to more than a half dozen key changes before everything resolves back to the home key. To wrap it all up, Rutter repeats the opening Amen sequence. He does it so well that the resolution chord could easily serve as a coda to repeat the rest of the piece ad infinitum. I encourage you to listen actively to this piece. All you need to do is pay attention.